Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 5. Definitions. It is evident that every member of a species is also a member of the genus out of which that species has been picked, and that it possesses the differentia of that species. Hence, it may be represented by a name consisting of two parts, one being a name representing any member of the genus, and the other being the differentia of that species. Such a name is called a definition of any member of that species, and to give it such a name is to define it. Thus, we may define a treasure as a valuable thing. In this case, we regard things as the genus and valuable as the differentia. The following examples of this process may be taken as models for working others. Note that, in each definition, the substantive representing a member or members of the genus is printed in capitals. 1. Define a treasure. Answer, a valuable thing. 2. Define treasures. Answer, valuable things. 3. Define a town. Answer, a material, artificial thing consisting of houses and streets. 4. Define men. Answer, material living things belonging to the animal kingdom having two hands and two feet, or else animals having two hands and two feet. 5. Define London. Answer, the material artificial thing which consists of houses and streets and has 4 million inhabitants, or else the town which has 4 million inhabitants. Note that we here use the article THE instead of A, because we happen to know that there is only one such thing. The reader can set himself any number of examples of this process by simply choosing the name of any common thing, such as house, tree, knife, making a definition for it, and then testing his answer by referring to any English dictionary. The end of Chapter 5. Read by Rick Kishner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.